Well, we appreciate this morning the privilege to serve the Lord, and we just feel like He's given us a few little thoughts to share this morning. We'd just like the Lord to make it a blessing to us. We feel like if the Lord will do that, why, He can give us something for our souls. In Psalms 91 and 1, scripture, I know this is no new thought, but it's a wonderful thought. The scripture says, Psalms 91 and 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I want us to think a little bit this morning about the secret place. You know, there's a place, one place the Lord God told Moses. He said, "There's a place by me." And He told him that He would put him there and put him in the cleft of the rock there. And I know we've heard these things before, but you know, I want us to remember this morning that there is a secret place that God has that is a very special thing. A secret place is a place that's hid. It's concealed from the notice or knowledge of all persons except the individual or individuals concerned. The song says, number 201, I was going to bring a book up here, but the first verse says, "Thou secret veil, unknown to proud in heart." But it really starts with humility. It says, "Humility, thou secret veil, unknown to proud in heart, where showers of blessing never fail, and glories never depart. Oh, make thy blessed abode with me, thou angel of the sky. If I may ever dwell with thee, my soul shall never die." You know what? The Lord, saints, I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord has a place, a secret place, unknown to everybody but the ones that's in that place. And we can be in that place with the Lord. And everybody else really, really can't totally be in that place with us. But we can have a place with the Lord that's maybe a little bit concealed. But it's a secret place where the song, speaking of humility here, says, "It's not known to the proud in heart, but it's where the showers of blessing never fail and where the glories never depart." And it's where it says, "Thou angel of the sky, if I may ever dwell with thee, my soul shall never die." You know, I want to just talk a little bit this morning about some of the secrets of the Lord and how that the Lord wants to give us things within our life and in our heart that make it possible for us to make our journey from here to heaven and get there successfully. Through all the ups and downs and all the things that come our way and all the things we don't understand and all the things in life, all the things, the Lord has made a secret place by Him that we can go there and we can get there safely. And we can get there in good spirits, I believe. And I know that last battle sometimes is a hard battle. But you know, the Lord has a place by Him that is a great blessing to us. I thought about Christ. How is it that someone can be crucified and yet find the Lord? The Bible says, "For the joy set before Him, that He endured the cross." You know, there's some things, some secrets that the Lord wants to reveal to us that nothing in this life can mar and nothing in this life can touch. The Lord has planned for us to go safely from here to glory and make it in and make it there and have a sure and safe home, a sure and safe retreat the Lord wants to give us. I want to encourage us this morning not to get our eyes down on this world. And not to get our eyes on our problem, whatever that might be. The Lord has a secret place that He wants to take us to where there's a plenty of grace. And as the song says, there is a place unknown to proud in heart where the showers of blessing never fail. They never fail. Sometimes we cry, but that doesn't mean we don't have showers of blessing. And it says glories ne'er depart. This morning, the Lord wants to give us some things down in our heart. And He wants us to know some places that we don't know yet, all of us. He has places that we've never touched yet, and places we'll never touch until we get over there. But there's some secret places, and the Lord wants to take us there. A couple of other scriptures along that line in Psalms 25 and 14. Psalms 25 and 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant." You know what? When we come into that place with the Lord, where we draw up close to Him, and we get our eyes on God, and we find that place by the Lord, you know what He said? He'll show them His covenant. The Lord will do that. And what was His covenant that He said He would give after those days? He said, "I'll be to them a God, and you'll be to me a people." He told us that we'd be sons and daughters of His. I love that scripture, that He'll be to us a God, and we'll be to Him a people. The Lord plans for all of us to take full advantage of that. And it's there for every one of us. But I really can't go there with you, and neither can anybody else. But there's a place with the Lord that He wants to take us, where the things of this life don't mar our vision of God. The Lord wants us to be able to see the Lord high and lifted up as He is, and be able to keep that through our life until the very end. The Lord is high and lifted up. He's the God of all gods. He's above all the other gods or stone or things or whatever people make them up to be. But the God that we serve is a God way above those things. In Proverbs 3 and 31 is another scripture. And He says here, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous." I just want to find out more about that secret this morning. I'm thinking this morning about a place with the Lord where we begin to completely depend on Him. A place of utter dependence. One song says, "I have ceased my struggling. 'Tis no longer I but He." You know, there's a lot of times in life that if we will flee to that place, that secret place with the Lord, where we come before Him, and it is a humbling place, because in our own hand many times we would try to make life go like we want it to go. We would try to, you know what, we can't always do that. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can go home to our place, to our bedroom, to our closet, as Jesus said, and we can shut the door. And we can pray to the Father. And He that seeth in secret, He will reward openly. There is a place that when we don't know what to do, and when we don't understand tomorrow, you know what? There's a place that the Lord wants us to cease our struggling. And we come into our place with the Lord. This is where our roots go down. And we begin to cry out, "Lord, I need Your help today. I'm facing something I don't know how to face. I don't know what to do." That's all right. That's where God wants us to be. A place of complete dependence upon the Lord. Not upon our own thoughts, or not upon what we know or what we do or how we can handle something. But a place where we are completely on the Lord. "Lord, I need Your grace today. I need some peace today that I don't have. I need some strength today that I don't have. I need some understanding that I don't have." That's all right. That's kind of a place of humility when we come to that place and we just tell the Lord those things. You know what? It's a secret. It is the secret that is the place that is with the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with the righteous. And I want to encourage us this morning that we don't labor in our own strength in life, but we find that secret place, because where that place is all the blessings of the Lord. That's all the strength, and heaven's bank is opened at that place. and we find the grace we need and the strength we need. We find the understanding we need. We find the hope for tomorrow that we need in that place. And I thank God for it this morning. In Isaiah 66 and 2, and I know we've heard this scripture many times. We probably can't hear it enough times. But Isaiah 66 and 2 says, "For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." You know, the Lord is looking. That is a secret place right there. That is a place we come to where it's not our strength, and it's not within our mind, and it's not within our ability. It's the place where it says a contrite heart or a contrite spirit and a poor and a contrite, really not much to, I don't know what to do. I don't have anything here. I'm poor. I don't have what I need to pay the bill. I don't have what I need right now. That's all right. That's the secret place that the Lord wants us to come to. He wants us to come to Him and tell Him that. Lord, I'm poor and I'm needy. And you know, the Bible says, yet He thinketh on me. The Lord does that. I believe that's a secret that that the Lord has. And I really don't believe there's any other place to find it. We can be strong within ourselves, but many times when we're strong within ourselves, we are weak in the Lord because we don't seek His strength. But when we're weak in ourselves, many times that is where the Lord begins to let us know, it's all right. I'm plenty strong. I'll bear you up. I'll think for you as far as I'll help you understand things. You don't have to figure it all out. I'll help you with all of that. That's the secret place we need to get to, where our trust and our dependency is upon the Lord. And it's not in the things we look around and see in our life or in our little circle that we see. When we get to that place, you know what? That's where the secret of the Lord is with the righteous. And then He begins to fight your battles. And He begins to give you His wisdom and His thoughts. And you know what? When we are armed with those things, the Lord has given us something very precious in life. And it brings life. It brings peace. It brings hope. It brings answers. It brings miracles in our lives. I want to encourage us this morning. Let's don't fight our battles in our own strength. And let's don't stand up in our own way. We humble and crumble before God. And when we do, we find all that heaven has to offer. Just want to encourage us this morning that sometimes our mind has to stop. Sometimes our reasonings have to stop. Sometimes our desires have to stop. But I want that thing. You know what? Sometimes we just have to say, Lord, I need You to help me to stop. I need You to help me to be quiet and to find that place with You where You begin to speak plainly and clearly to me. In Exodus 13 and 21, I was reading this. It just seemed so inspiring. Exodus 13, 21. Now this is where, I'll read it first. "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud," of a cloud. Now this is the presence of the Lord. You know, the presence of the Lord still wants to be with His people today. And it says, He went to lead them. Listen to what it says it did. This is what that pillar of a cloud in the wilderness that the children of Israel were led by. It says, "to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light, to go by day and night." And you know, I caught that. The Lord wants to put within His people and in their heart a pillar of His presence, of His Spirit, to lead them Not only by day, by the cloud, but you know what? When the dark comes, He doesn't go away. It says that He was a pillar of fire in the night to give them light. You know, the Lord will do that for us today. I believe that. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. And in 14 and 5, I want to read a little bit about what happened here. And I know we're all familiar with the story when the Israelites finally, Pharaoh said, let them go. And he told Moses, you go ahead and go. And it was told the king, verse 5, it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots. And you know, as we get this little picture, we want to realize that today, that would be like tanks, sort of today. There was no defense against it because there was very little defense. They were inside of a chariot. They were guarded. You could shoot arrows at them. You could throw rocks at them. You could try to stab it with a sword. But they were safely shooting out at you, and you couldn't really return it. And so here came all of these chariots. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued them after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. It seems to me like these people had a right to be afraid. They were unarmed, and they didn't have any way to resist the enemy. There was no way. What were they going to do? And here the Red Sea was before them and Pharaoh's army behind them. They were in a fix that they weren't going to be able to get out of in any natural means. And so it says they cried out unto the Lord. I want to encourage us this morning. When you get in a fix, just cry out to the Lord. He's the one that has all the power in heaven and in earth. And we see in verse 13, it says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You know, I look at that and I look at the battles that we face in life, folks. You know, they had a battle here, and it looked pretty big to me. But Moses told them, the Lord's going to fight for you. You know, even with Moses telling them that, can you imagine the situation they were in? I know you're saying God's going to fight for us, but, you know, Pharaoh's angry. He's brought his whole army this time. He's not just, he's upset. And what are we going to do? And verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. Listen to that. The angel of the Lord that went before them, it says he removed and went behind them. You know what? I want to encourage you. You think you're about whipped in life? Not at all. We just need the Lord to help us. They had a secret here that Pharaoh didn't seem to know anything about. Though he saw it over and over. Though he saw all the plagues that happened. Though he saw the hand of God upon Moses and the rod and all the things that happened. He never perceived. He never realized, you know what I'm doing here, marching down on these people? He never remembered that his firstborn was taken. It seems he didn't remember all of those things. But there was a secret there. And they didn't have much more than that secret. The secret was just simply, Lord God, you've got to help us. But they served a living God. I want to encourage us today. We serve a living God. In your life, whatever it is before you that looks impossible, it's not at all impossible. We just need the Lord to help us. And then it says, the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. You know that all the Spirit of God has to do to help us make it through as an individual or whoever is just to stand between whatever the devil has trailing us and whatever it is before us. The angel just stood between, and they couldn't even see because it was dark. And yet that same cloud, that same pillar, was giving light. How could that happen? Because that's the God we serve. I hope we don't hang our heads today. We serve a living God. We serve the same God these served. And I'm certain of that. The Lord is a living God. He is a living Lord. Don't hang your head in your battle. Don't feel like the devil's going to whip up on you and there is no way out. I want to tell you, the Lord is a Lord of battles. He is a mighty God that's able to win every battle we face in our life. The Lord plans to take us to heaven. Each one of us, to the weak, He said, say, I am strong. You know what? You know why? Because we feel strong? Because we know we've got it? No, because we serve a living God. That's why. To the weak, you can say, I am strong. I know the secret. I know the secret. The secret is the presence of God in my life to fight my battles. When I think I can't make it anymore, cry out to the Lord. You know what? The one that's been leading us will go around and stand behind us if that's what needs to be done. The Lord will fight our battles. He's a God of battles. He's able to win for our souls and make us able to make it. You know, that very light, that very pillar, it gave them light. It gave them direction. It gave them protection. Everything was in that. Where they were going to go was in that. Was in that presence of God that was there. Everything that they were going to do, their protection was in that presence of God. Their light, their understanding was from the presence of the Lord. And I say this morning, if we try to figure out everything in our life, everything in life, in our own mind, we will err, and we will err greatly. It is by the presence of the Lord. It is the secret of finding that place with God. There is a place by Him that we can know His voice. There is a place by Him that He'll be very personal to us. And I want to encourage us this morning to not let that place slip by. If we don't find that place, I will tell you, we will find ourselves at some point in our life not sufficient for the battle. We must find that place. Lord, teach us to serve You with all of our hearts. Let us follow You with all of our heart until Your Spirit becomes live in our life, personally, so that we can go on in every battle, in every place. It's a humble place. It's a place where we declare of our own accord, I don't know the answers. I don't know all the answers. I don't know what to do all the time. But one thing I know, I will follow after Him that I know. And you know what? He'll give you direction and He'll give you understanding And He'll give you protection for your soul so that we can make it to the end and see the Lord in peace. I want to think about Job this morning. Job 31 and 16. Now, it seems to me like Job, if anybody had a reason to have their own thoughts about some things, it seems like it would be Job. But Job was afflicted terribly. And he saw that before him. And his mind was, his accusers was that, Job, you've done something wrong. There's something wrong in your life. But Job knew he hadn't. And so he began to say so. He said in verse 16, if I have withheld, 31 and 16, if I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof. In other words, if I haven't fed the poor, if I haven't taken care of the fatherless, for from my youth he was brought up with me, the fatherless, as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. You know, Job, if anybody had a right, he was a righteous man. The Bible says more so than, how does it say it? He was with a perfect and an upright man, I believe the Bible, the Job 1 says. That he was a perfect and an upright man. And God chose him in this place. But you know, and Job didn't understand what was going on. And so he began to defend himself with his own words. And he knew he was right. He said, if I have not done these things, then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade. I know this is the way I have lived. But in verse 32, I want to continue on just a little farther. And it says here, if the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, I didn't hide any sin, he said. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me. I wish God would give me an answer to this. I have not done wrong. I have only done folks right, he says. Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince would I go near unto him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. You know, the Lord just let Job talk. He let him go on as long as he would. And then it says the words of Job are ended. And you know, I think that was probably a good place for Job. Finally, that's all I have to say. But you know, over in verse 38, over in chapter 38, the Lord begins to speak to Job. And it says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, you know, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Job, it's like a child. demanding of their mother, why I can't have that new toy. Why I can't have what I want. Job, he says, where was you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. We don't have a right to go to God and demand of Him. Job's words were ended, and the Lord began to answer him. You know, I want to encourage us this morning to let our thoughts stop and let our answers stop and come before the Lord and ask for His words. He never answered Job to his questions. He never did speak to it. He never said, Job, well, I afflicted you because for the next 3,000 years I want people to be blessed by this experience and many other reasons. He never said that to Job. He never even explained anything. Just, Job, who do you think you are to argue with me? I want to encourage us this morning to come humbling ourselves in the secret place of the Most High. That is where the secret is. That is where the grace of God is poured out upon our life. When we come before the Lord without being right, but Lord, I am needy. I'm not sure what you have in mind, but I need you to help me. I need you to give me what I need for this. I need you to help me to be true in my heart. I need you to help me to have love in my heart. I need you to help me to be humble in my way. I need you to help me to be honest in my situation. You know, the Lord is looking for those things from us. It's a humble place. We're not demanding. We're coming before God as we ought and humbling ourselves. But I want to tell you something. It is a secret. It is the secret place. And when we find that place with the Lord where we no longer have our own rumblings and our words are ended and our actions are ended and we come to the end of ourself and we quit pushing life in our own way, you know what God will do then? And we humble ourselves before Him, He will begin to speak to us. And He may not tell us exactly what we want to hear. He will tell us what we need to hear. And God will do that. I want to encourage us this morning. The Lord is a wonderful Lord. He has blessed through the ages those that have come before Him, that He had His Spirit upon. You know, I look back at David in his times, and he came to face the giant, and he told Saul, he said, there was a lion and there was a bear. And you know, the Lord helped me slay him. I don't remember his exact terminology, but you know what? David was sure of one thing. I know that secret. I know that place. I know where God is, and that's who I'm depending on. That's where my strength is coming from. Do I feel like I'm strong enough, Saul, to go up and slay that giant? Oh, no. David never dreamed of such. But he believed that his God was well able to fight his battles and do what needed to be done. I want to encourage us this morning. God is well able. Cease from our struggling. Cease from our works. And allow God to do His works. When we allow God to do His works, He gets on display. The Lord's grace, His strength, His power, His understanding, His truth, His ways. The Lord begins to get glory as He did in David's life. You know, we don't look back at David and say, wow, what a man David was. No, we say, you know, David trusted in the Lord. And what a great thing God did for him. That's because the way it was done. Because David was totally in God's hands. I want to encourage us this morning. Let ourselves be completely in God's hands. In Zechariah 4 and 6, we're just about done. There was many others, even Samson. When I look at Samson, in my mind, I don't see this man with muscles bulging all over the place. I know I've seen a lot of pictures drawn of him, but I don't see him that way. I figured the Lord wouldn't give His glory like that to a man. But when the Spirit of God came upon him, it says he rent the lion like a goat, like a little kid, like a kid goat. It was nothing. He had nothing in his hand, the Bible says. And yet, you know what the secret was? It was because the Spirit of God came upon him. That was his secret. Saints, the Lord wants us to be overcomers. He wants us to be victorious. He wants us to have a song in our heart, peace in our life, joy in our life. He wants our life to be more than a reproach. He wants our life to be something that gives glory to God, the one that gives us the strength, the one that gives us the light, the understanding, the way before us. That is where it all comes from. Lord, teach us your ways today. Teach us how to serve you. Teach us so that when we come together, your Spirit smiles upon us. Your Spirit that's dwelling in all of our personal lives. Lord, when we come together, all that heat and all that from that flame, Lord, it's a flame. It's a heat. It's something that the Lord wants there to be more of all along the way. So God help us this morning in Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power. Zerubbabel, not going to be by your strength. It's not going to be by the power that you can pull in. You're not going to be able to pull in enough help for this one, Zerubbabel. But not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord's Spirit is almighty. He spoke. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters and the dry land appeared. That's what the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God moves, he can do great things happen. Wonderful things happen. It happens in our soul. It happens in our life. Wonderful things happen when the Spirit of God moves. I want to encourage us this morning. That is the secret. That is the secret place by the Lord that he wants to give us. That we cease from our own works. We cease from our own struggling. We cease from our own thoughts. And allow the Lord that place that he wants to have. When he has that, I believe he'll move upon the waters. He'll move upon our life. He'll put in place the things that need placed in our life so that we can make it to heaven and so that we can have all that pertains to life and godliness here in this life. That's his promise. I thank the Lord this morning. I'm so thankful to know the Lord, to know the secret. It's not that I'm a strong person, but I know someone. I know that one. I know there's a secret there. Lord, teach us to live in that place. Amen.